Just a couple of tips in teaching a Bible study. A lot of people don't know, where do I start? How do I teach a Bible study? I'm nervous. Sure, I've got the material, but how do I go any further than that? Well, first of all, let's just say this. The main thing you need to do is pray about it. You need to ask God, first of all, that He will lead you to hungry people, and also that you will have faith to step out, and you'll have favor with the people that you're asking. You really need to take time and pray. Ask God, lead me to hungry people. Let me have faith and favor to be effective. And then the next step is to be friendly. Now, we're giving you CDs to hand out and all these kind of different things. We're trying to make a big push. But the truth of the matter is you're going to win people that you're closest to. Those are the people that's going to stick. And it really just starts by being a friend to people. Taking time with them, inviting them over for dinner. Don't try to sucker them where you bring them over for dinner and then all of a sudden you spring a Bible study on them. Generally, get to know people and be interested in people. Also, when you're meeting people and you are being interested in them and you're starting a relationship, make sure you smile, put a smile on your face. I know that there are young ministers that I have talked to, and I learned this from other people, that they get so serious in the Word that in their notes they write smile on it. And that's a common thing because we get so focused and we've got to remind ourselves, smile. Smile does a huge thing to break the ice. Also, when you're meeting somebody, remember their name. Make sure you call them by name. It's very effective. And be a good listener. If you're a good listener, they're going to want to know what you have to say later on if you'll first take time and listen to them. Because as they've said for many years, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that happens by listening to people and being right there for them. And make it about them. It's not about me. It's not about my agenda. It's not about me wanting to push something over on them. It's about them. And if they feel that from you, they're going to be more likely to allow you to speak into their lives. And the first thing is to pray. The second thing is to be friendly. And the third thing is you've got to ask. You've got to ask if you are going to be able to do Bible studies. You got to ask somebody. One way to lead up into it is what is known as the form method, FORM. F is for family, occupation, recreation, and then lastly, the message. So you start talking to someone about their family, and then after you talk about your family, you go into the occupation. What do you do for a living? What's going on? You talk to them about theirs, not yours, theirs. And then recreation. What do you do? What's your hobbies? What's some things you like to participate in? And then after you've had a relationship and you've talked and you've been listening all that time, then you can step into that last part of the form, the message, and say, listen, I have either a CD I'd like for you to listen to, a DVD, excuse me, to watch, or whatever the case may be. But if you feel like it and you're already there, DVD is just a tool. But if you already know that you have the relationship and you're ready to move forward, go ahead and talk about a Bible study. Get one started. If you don't have what you need, you don't have the materials, or you're just scared, or you're just nervous, or whatever the case may be, go ahead and set up a time. Say, hey, can I call you tomorrow about this Bible study that we're talking about, or some things? Is that okay? And then you set up a Bible study and get a time and a place. One of the best ways to set up a Bible study is not to say give one time, but to give a couple of different options. Say, would you be better for Tuesday night or Thursday night? What would be better for you? And normally people will pick one, but if you just say whenever's good for you, a lot of times they just don't know. But if you'll give them two options, a lot of times they'll pick one of those options. And we are here, the ministry team of Souls Harbor, the pastoral team. We're here to help you in any way we can. And so if you have a good contact, but you're nervous about teaching a Bible study, call us. We'll do whatever we can to meet you at lunch, to go to a coffee shop, to go to your house, their house. We'll do whatever we can do. And also, if you're teaching a Bible study and you just need some help, you can. Also, if you're teaching a Bible study and you just need a little bit of a understanding about something, you can give us a call and we'll do our best to help you with that. A couple more tips is just this understanding that you don't have to know the answers to every question people ask. As a matter of fact, a lot of times it's good if you don't have the answer, because what it does is it gives you the opportunity to set up another meeting. And so they ask, you know, well, what about, you know, I don't know, some question in the Bible that has nothing to do with your Bible study. And you say, you know what, this is how you say it. That's a great question. Let me get that answer for you and get back with you. That's how you say it. That's a great question. Let me get the answer for you and get back with you, because you're setting up another appointment, another time that you can talk to him about the gospel. Lastly, thank you so much for taking the time to and your interest in this. And if there's anything we can do, call the church. That is 352-245-3227. God bless you, and let's go preach the gospel.